When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. What I'm saying to you is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
The Departed stars Jack Nicholson as a brutal Irish-American crime boss in Boston. The intense and violent gangster drama, adapted from the Hong Kong film Infernal Affairs, is familiar territory for director Martin Scorsese.
A lot of this, my working on the film, was intuitive, but I did understand the corruption of power and Jack Nicholson's character, his corruption of power and his beyond God. He has all the money, he's got all the drugs, he's got everything, and he's still not satisfied and ultimately sets himself up to be taken in by his sons.
The Departed is up for 5 Oscars, including the top honor, Best Picture of the Year. It earns Scorsese the 6th Best Director nomination of his career, but though he's widely considered one of the best modern American filmmakers, Scorsese has never won the Academy Award. Clint Eastwood has won 2 Best Director Oscars for his 1992 Western Unforgiven and the 2005 boxing drama Million Dollar Baby. This year, he's nominated for directing Best Picture nominee Letters from Iwo Jima. I am determined to serve and give my life for my country, are the words of General Kurobayashi, commander of the Japanese military forces in the 1945 battle for Iwo Jima, one of the bloodiest of World War II in the Pacific. It's the 2nd of 2 films that Eastwood made in 2006 about that event. The first, Flags of Our Fathers, based on a best-selling memoir, tells it from the American perspective.
Partway into the research for the book and how to do it, I started getting interested in Lieutenant General Kurobayashi, and I was kind of wondering what kind of person he was to defend this island in a ferocious way, but also in a very clever way by tunneling and putting everything underground and hiding people, doing it very much different than most of the Japanese defenses were at that time.
A book of letters to home written by the Japanese general formed the basis of the story, and Eastwood chose to tell it using Japanese actors speaking their own language. He jokes that he used to be an American filmmaker, but now he's a Japanese director too. Japanese, Spanish, Arabic, and English are all used in the drama Babel, which earns Mexican-born Alejandro González Iñárritu his first Best Director nomination.
Why can't you just relax? Why are you so stressed?
I don't know what the reason I'm stressed. You're the reason why I can't relax.
What if you tried?
You don't think I tried?
Iñárritu spans the globe from Morocco to Southern California, Mexico to Japan, to tell the stories of people and events separated by great distances, but surprisingly linked.
I think that Babel stories are never connected physically. They never see the faces of each other, but they are emotionally connected. So my job was to find the right visual language to make that 4 stories that apparently should not have any connection or physical connection, that should have visually some language that get together this puzzle and conform a whole. That was the experiment.
Iñárritu's nod in the Best Director category is one of 7 nominations for Babel, including Best Picture of the Year. Dramatizing true events of recent British history earns a 2nd career nomination for English director Stephen Frears. The Queen recreates the week in 1997 when Princess Diana died in a Paris car crash and Queen Elizabeth seemed unable to connect with the sense of loss sweeping her nation.
I doubt there is anyone who knows the British people more than I do, Mr. Blair, nor who has greater faith in their wisdom and judgment.
Frears says he didn't seek or expect permission from Buckingham Palace to make The Queen.
The idea of making a film is quite an impertinent idea. You wouldn't really want to go there and make the case out, really. In fact, the film, it seems to me, does make a case out. But I don't think they would have believed us if we'd turned up.
The Queen, which stars Best Actress contender Helen Mirren in the title role, is also a Best Picture nominee. Another English director, Paul Greengrass, earns his first Oscar nomination for the dramatization of a recent and painful chapter of American history. United 93 chronicles the flight of the fourth plane hijacked on September 11, 2001, the one that crashed in a Pennsylvania field after the passengers attempted to retake the plane from their Al-Qaeda captors.
Stewardess, listen to me. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Go back and you get every weapon you can. Get whatever we can use as a weapon.
What are we going to do?
We'll figure that out, but get every weapon we can.
Greengrass knew that with United 93, he was tackling a subject that triggers powerful emotions.
This was a worthwhile film, a necessary film, a painful and difficult film, but ultimately a very, very inspiring film. Because we shared that vision that somehow as societies we have to go back to 9/11 and try and make sense of it. Let's try and relive this event in order to see what it can tell us today.
United 93's Paul Greengrass is the only one of this year's Best Director nominees whose film is not also in the running for Best Picture. Winners of the 79th annual Oscars, selected by members of the American Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, are revealed in the global telecast on Sunday, February 25th. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.